Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Dal, I'm looking at some lines here for college football. Miami's a 16-point favorite over UAB.
I saw that. And as a Miami fan whose team was atrocious offensively, kind of shakes you up a little bit, like, should we be that? UAB wasn't a bad football team last year. They're playing on Thursday, I believe, against Central Arkansas, so you actually get to see them play beforehand, see how good they are. I mean, I'm hesitant. New offense, not a lot of time together. Better quarterback play, despite De'Aaron King's struggles with Houston last year. He's a better quarterback than what they had last year. Offense that fits the personnel. Defense that should be good. That should be a number they cover easily. But then I've seen Miami not cover numbers throughout my entire, like,
yeah, but adult De'Aaron life. King, I think they're going to try to make a point.
And the thing I think we'll see is they're going to attempt to run the ball, because Rhett Lashley was at Auburn, and we know Gus is a not very complicated throwing the football, but likes to run the ball. And then he went to Connecticut, Rhett Lashley did. Then he spent time with Sonny Dykes at SMU, which is more air raid. So I think what will surprise at least some Miami people who aren't kind of focusing on it is that how much they're going to try to run the ball. De'Aaron King, dual threat. They have a couple backs they really like. They're going to spread you out to try to run. Not, don't sprinkle in the throw game too, but I think they're going to try to be physical, and we'll see if that works to open it up, because that offensive line is kind of being retooled, transfers, different guys are now playing. It just feels like a lot for an offense who was awful last year, even though a lot of the parts are new. They got to prove it to me against a competent UAB team.
I'm still going to give the six. I'm going to take most of the favorites in week one. Tulsa's at Oklahoma State. Tulsa's bad program. Bad program. Oklahoma State will cover that 21. La Tech at Baylor, 17.5. See, that's a scary one to me, because a new coach, and especially a defensive coach, we'll see, although they have their quarterback returning, and he's pretty good. That's interesting. UTEP, plus 42 at Texas. That's a lot of points.
UTEP's not good.
No, they're terrible. Nah, I guess that's not too many points. The only problem you have is will he take his foot off the pedal?
You got a new offensive coordinator.
And what's the backup like?
At Texas? I don't know. Ellinger's been there for 9 years. But they've got a new offensive coordinator, so I imagine they're going to want to work some things out. And if that means UTEP has to be the sacrificial lamb, I guess that's just what they're going to be. The question will be, will they be efficient enough where they can actually take their foot off the gas in third quarter and it won't matter? Because that's a lot of points for a new offense.
Clemson at Wake Forest, plus 32.
See, I am not as high on Clemson as others, only because there's a bit of uncertainty. They're replacing most of their offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Their top two wide receivers are gone from last year. Now, they still have ATN, and they've recruited well. But I still would like to see proof that those wide receivers are just as good as the ones they're going to have to replace. And I'm not sure about that. Clemson plays a lot of guys. So the guys who are going to play this year in place of Ross and Higgins have plenty of snaps on their resume, just not a lot of production. Now, Amari Rodgers, I believe, is back, so that'll be a veteran receiver.
Yeah,
but Wake Forest isn't an awful football team.
No.
It's not like they're FCS.
No.
And the way they play, now Wake Forest did lose Chase Surratt. There's one at North Carolina who's still there, I think, the linebacker. But the wide receiver is really good. He's not playing this year. He opted out. But Wake Forest isn't just a team you roll over. So I think that number's too much. What was the number again?
32.
I think that number's too high. On the road, the first game of the year, now they're not going to be a lot of fans. Actually, I think North Carolina, the state of North Carolina, is not allowing any fans, so they won't have any fans in the stadium. But for whatever reason, ACC has decided to allow teams to pump in crowd noise, which will be a weird thing when there are not even any fans in the building, but you're still allowed to pump in crowd noise. 32 is too high. That's disrespectful to Wake Forest.
That's funny. Are they gonna blast it, crowd noise, when the offense, when their defense is on the field, and then nothing when the offense is on the field?
That's the question. How do you regulate? What's the decibel level you can get up to?
Yeah.
What consistently happens at your home field no matter what, or when there are fans? Because like some places, like Miami, when they have big time teams in, like when Notre Dame came to town, that place was rocking. Saturday night, the team was good. But it ain't the same crowd when, like, Georgia Tech's coming to town in a Saturday afternoon. So how do you regulate how loud it gets?
Well, and it's funny. If you've never been to a pro practice, they do crowd noise, especially in the bubble here. They'll put – and it is at a level you can't hear yourself think.
It's deafening.
It really is. And there's no way that the offense, the quarterback, can – communicate with the wide receivers unless they use hand signals. There's just no way. Now, whether or not stadiums are different as opposed to bubbles, and there's a lot of different stuff. And oh, by the way, it's at 12 inside the bubble. I don't know that they can get that high in a stadium. I know I have a feeling that there's a professional team here that does this. I'm not going to name any names, okay? But I think there's a professional football team here that does that. And they pump in crowd noise. It's almost like it is a full house.
Yeah. So Clemson, one of the loudest stadiums in the country, one of the most difficult places to play, they're going to have about 19K. That was the opening number for fans. So their first home game, when they're hosting a team and there's 19,000 fans, can they pump it up to normal Death Valley levels?
Sure.
I guess so.
Why not? But, and here's the deal, too. Like, on first down, they're not crazy. Like, yeah. On third or fourth down? Are you going to pump it
what
up?
What are the rules?
Right.
Can it be first and 10, start of the game, they get loud. But in the second quarter where there's a little bit of a lull, it's first and 10 for whoever's there. Are they going to be up at 120
right,
decibels
right,
as opposed to when it's third and 9 and you need a stop to get the ball back?
So while we thought home field advantage wouldn't be much, with crowd noise, it absolutely could.
And the ACC is going to be at least – maybe you won't get intimidated because there's no one there barely, but you will have to deal with getting signals out. But a lot of teams are no huddle, signal from the sideline, so maybe signals won't be that big of a deal, but there will be no audibling apparently at Clemson games this year.
Georgia Tech at Florida State. What do you think that line is?
Georgia Tech, not great, but Florida State breaking their new offense. They've had some issues throughout offseason just with random off-the-field stuff, really. I'm going to go 17.
How much?
Florida State at Georgia Tech, right?
It's Georgia Tech at Florida State.
21?
11.5.
Well,
oh, I wouldn't make Florida State 11.5-point favorite over anybody.
I just know Georgia Tech, not great.
Yeah, and I know Florida State's been crap.
That's true, but is that the first game of the year? There's going to be at least some enthusiasm with the new head coach and a new offense.
The new head coach they can't trust.
I know. But Georgia Tech, Jeff Collins in his second year, really good coach, what he did at Temple. Oh, Georgia! Can Georgia Tech score? Well, Georgia Tech probably won't score much, and Florida State thinks they're going to have a really good defense this year. 11. I'll take Florida State to cover.
You're
that.
Thinking, well, if you thought it was with 21, then obviously you're going to take Florida State. And then Syracuse at North Carolina. North Carolina's 17.5. You know what I know about Dino Babers' teams? They're scrappy.
That and North Carolina's getting a lot of pubbing. Sam Howell is the reason why. Probably the best quarterback in the ACC last year, just that Trevor Lawrence had the bigger name. But he played the best. And that game's at North Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina's defense isn't great, and they had a couple guys from their secondary opt out. this is a make it or break it year, I think, for Dino Babers. I think I like Syracuse in that number. 17.5?
Yep.
I think I like Syracuse there.
Yeah, I like Syracuse too. I'll take those points. 10-12 ESPN 975-713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Not a franchise. Not a shot caller. Yeah, sporty thieves.
Sporty thieves.
Not
a pigeon is a girl who be walking by. My rimmed up.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Need to edit, I mean, issue a retraction. Thanks to Sebastian for correcting me. It wasn't chicken heads. It was no pigeons was the response to no scrubs. As you can hear, it's the same song, just with guys talking about why they don't like no pigeons. This song was big when I was a kid, when I was in high school. They're like, did you hear this? Because we've been hearing about no scrubs since it came out from girls in class. This came out and everyone was like, see, we got one too. And it's just some, there it is. That's one of the lines. It's just some ridiculous song. It was big when I was a kid. It was. The guys in class are like, okay, we got one too. Don't worry about it. Keep talking, pigeon. That's what we just call girls pigeons for like the next week or so. Because they would call us scrubs.
They call you scrubs, you call them pigeons.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a very mature thing to do, but hey, we had a song, so we got our get back for a little bit. But you know what song had withstood the test of time? TLC song did. Sporty Thieves. I've never heard of another song by them except for this one. But thanks to Sebastian for correcting me.
Well, thank you. I've never heard of either of them.
You never heard no scrubs before?
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess you would. How old is Steffi?
Steffi's 30.
Yeah, that was before her time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Derwin James, how's that working out?
6-8 months. So another injury for him, something that's happened to him in college and now for the second time in the pros. Supremely talented, but just another dude. Him and Dalvin Cook came from the FSU right around the same time. Neither one could stay on the field consistently. Dalvin Cook looks like he'll play and won't hold out because there's no point. You'll just get fined and no one's going to give you your money back for holding out. But both those guys. And Derwin James, 6-8 months out, knee surgery.
Well, and Alvin Kamara is holding out. He left Saints camp, apparently, and he wants a new deal. But the new collective bargaining agreement, if he holds out for any amount of time, they can hold back this year, and he will not have this year served. So the Saints will have him as a restricted free agent as opposed to an unrestricted free agent next year.
How did that come about in terms of the players allowing this to happen?
I don't know.
When holding out has been one of their,
right,
their trump cards, and now holding out means next to nothing.
I guess the owner slipped that in on him that, listen, you've got a contract, you got to live up to it. You know what the players should have said? Well, we got a contract, you got to live up to it too then. How about guaranteed money?
Well,
if it's a contract, it's a contract. In the NBA, for the most part, there are, not every contract is guaranteed. In baseball, I think all of them are guaranteed.
Yeah, there's some non-guaranteed stuff in basketball, like when you cut a guy, yeah, you don't have to pay, but like you said, for the most part, like Dalvin Cook's a star. No NBA star is signing a non-guaranteed contract. Like the stars in the NFL don't have the same deals, mm-hmm, that stars in the NBA have.
Which is why they're so big on guaranteed money, yeah, in the NFL. But that's silly for Pat Mahomes. I got to have guaranteed. What is Pat Mahomes? They're not cutting him.
Yeah, he's not falling off a cliff.
No.
He's going to be a Chief as long as he wants to be.
Yeah. By the way, Andy Reid got 6 more years, as did Brett Veach.
How old is Andy Reid? Is he going to coach for 6 more years?
He
is 62. Yeah.
Yeah.
6 more years.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Brett Veach also 6 more years. I mean, if I was them, I already got enough money. I don't need all this every day. I'm working every day.
Well, that's why just like Chris Paul said, you're built different than some.
Yeah,
than
no, them. No, no.
You're built different.
I'm not going. They're not going to. You know what I'm doing? Like James does. I'm gonna stand by the 3-point by the half court.
You got your money
by the logo. I'm gonna stand over by the logo and just watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you closing out a game.
No,
no,
no. I don't care enough. No, I think James and I are a lot alike.
I really don't think James is gonna utter.
When
words.
I was his age, I liked strip clubs too.
You'd like strip clubs at 30?
Yeah, I was single.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I don't think James is ever going to utter the words, I don't care enough, like you just did. Nah, I don't care enough. Whatever.
You don't have to utter it. Just your actions speak louder than words.
His actions yesterday, whatever the motivation were, made it seem like, yes, we'll see what happens. It's not a big deal what happens in this game.
Yeah. No, it's okay. What else has happened? James did admit that thanks, James, for Captain Obvious. Turnovers cost us the game. Really? 22 of them?
Yeah, 7 by Russ, 5 by James. So 12 of the 22 came from their two primary ball handlers.
Which you would expect.
Yes, but...
But 3 assists and 7 turnovers.
It's a bad ratio for us.
No, it's a horrible ratio. Horrible ratio.
In what, a total of 27 or so minutes, 28 yeah. minutes. So it was not a great night. He hasn't really played well since he's been back. And I don't know if it was announced or alluded to that he'll be around that 27 minute restriction thing again. So don't expect him to play 35 minutes in a game 7. And some people would say, well, considering how he's played, the Rockets are better off if he doesn't play more minutes.
Yeah, but he took 2 threes and made 1. When is Eric Gordon going to get some self awareness? That drive to the hole. And oh, by the way, when you get it near the logo, don't shoot. I mean, just because the ball was passed to you doesn't mean you have to shoot, Eric Gordon. How did we not know when he's 5 feet behind the 3-point line that ball was coming up short? Every time he did it?
The one shot he made was probably his most difficult.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the first
half.
That
was awesome.
Yeah.
That catch and shoot. Maybe that's how he's got to do it from now on. Run in, just throw it up.
Barely stay in bounds and launch it. It was a spectacular shot. Gave him a 3-point lead at the half, but that was the only 3 made.
And he was just, and he walking off, he was just like, oh, that's what I do.
No, it's not what you do.
It's not what you do.
No, stop. Don't give us the impression that's
what I do.
That just rolls off your back. Yeah. Shots like that. He's such a physical force. And he can punish those guards guarding him. I don't know why he doesn't just bully his way to the rim more often. And now he's a guy who, whether he's fouled or not, will at least react like he's been fouled. And maybe that's deterring him. But continue to almost put the Thunder guards in the basket. Force calls to be made instead of settling. Because your settling is leading to... Well, we've seen it. Bricks, long rebounds, and if Thunder get them, then they're off going in the other direction. I mean, there's got to be – he's got to adapt. They can't keep you from the rim. You got 3 guys who the Thunder can't keep away from the rim, and they don't drive enough, and Eric Gordon's the biggest culprit. Look, you see when he drives, there's no way they can keep him from getting to the hole.
No, and he's got great moves. I mean, as short as he is against those guys, he seems to always be able to get the ball up.
He's physically stronger than anyone who's except for Dort that's going to guard him in that Thunder backcourt, and I don't think he takes advantage of it enough.
God, and he's a good defender, but he, goodness gracious, stop shooting! My goodness, stop shooting, Eric Gordon, Eric Dorton, stop it!
That's an unfortunate name.
That is an unfortunate name. Hopefully, he's not Eric Dorton again.
Well, he's been Eric Dorton from 3 the entire series. Maybe he decides to be a guy. Maybe he adapts like Dort did. Now, Dort did still shoot 6 threes, made 2 of them in that stretch, in that 8-point burst of his own that gave the Thunder the lead. But right before, right as the Rockets were looking to pull away, maybe he becomes a guy who, look, I'm going to drive to the hole consistently, and I don't care. This is the way I affect this game positively. Because if he's going to stand out there and shoot like he has, he's a black hole right now from behind the arc. I don't suspect that he's going to change his ways. I expect him to launch about 6 or 7 in game 7. Because the Rockets aren't going to say, hey, could you do something different here? Yeah, they're not going to tell him to do that. In fact, they're going to say, keep shooting, Eric.
Ugh. Oh, come on, Dort. Stop shooting.
See, Eric Dort is not not good.
Looks like Rajon might be back for this series.
How long has it been since he got hurt? He got hurt before the bubble game started, right?
In
practice?
Yeah.
The bubble started August.
Was it a knee?
I'll have to look. The bubble began in that first week of August. Was it a 4 to 6 week injury? I don't know, but he's back before he was probably scheduled.
Does he make a difference? No, he fractured his right thumb.
Yeah. And I thought that was a 4 to 6, maybe 6 to 8. I forgot what it was. Injury.
He appeared close to be playing in the first round. He had back spasms.
Does he make a difference? It gives the Lakers
one
more guy.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have to throwing Deion Waiters for 8 minutes if someone gets in foul trouble. So, yeah, of course it makes a difference. You don't have to play J.R. Smith if someone gets injured or once again in foul trouble. They probably don't want to get into the Deion Waiters, J.R. Smith part of their backcourt.
They really don't have a point guard.
Well, LeBron is the guy. He led the league in assists. So it takes – you can run some stuff where LeBron doesn't have to always be the facilitator. So that helps. Take some of the pressure off LeBron a little bit. I think anything helps. You're going to be there. They expect to win a championship. Having another body, no matter what we think of Rondo, is going to help.
No, absolutely. Plus running around, you're trying to keep up with.
And there's another guy who can guard
Russ.
Guards as opposed to.
Yeah.
Well, we hope it's Russ. It could be Chris Paul that he's guarding.
He's not going to. No, he's going to be guarding Russ.
Okay.
The Rockets, I'm guaranteeing they're winning game seven.
You better hope it's not a close game.
I'm guaranteeing they're winning game seven.
If it's close in the fourth quarter.
I'm guaranteeing.
If it's close in the fourth quarter, will
guarantee.
You feel if it's why are you so confident?
Because
what?
Because the Rockets are a better team. Period.
You know, through six games, they have 3-3,
and they just show up. Come nut crunching time, they just show up.
Have you watched the last three games?
Nope, didn't watch a minute.
Well, this has been odd considering how much you've talked about it today. I would hope for everyone's sake who's a Rocket fan, this game's over after three quarters. Because if it's close in the fourth, expect your team to try to screw it up.
They're going to come through this time.
Yeah, because they'll probably be up by 15.
They're going to come through this time. I'm telling you right here and now. I don't. Even if they're up by 15, listen. Have you seen the 15-point leads they've blown?
If they're up by 15 going into the fourth quarter, I think they'll win.
Why can't they do like Oklahoma City does when you got a lead? Now start playing smart basketball. Take easier shots. Don't keep throwing up threes with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. You got a lead.
I'll play smart. I'll answer the question with a soundbite.
It's not my job to do that.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's not your job.
Kind of is your job to play smart.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Have you seen? There seems to be no recognition of game and time and what matters. There seems to be. We'll just play the same way we always play.
You're up 15.
No.
Run the football. No. Run the football.
No, all,
let the clock run.
The Rockets play like they're always up 28-3.
Like their hair's on fire.
They always play like they're up 28-3 in the Super Bowl. We're just going to pass the ball, or we're just going to keep shooting jumpers. That's who they are.
That's what they
are.
They're
the Atlanta Falcons.
No, that's exactly what they are. Russ is going throws it away.
Kyle Shanahan is running their offense. We're just going to keep doing what we do.
Russ, just out of control. Russ.
The problem was he wasn't even going that fast. He still threw it away. It wasn't like he was speeding down the court.
Good decision. Let me throw it behind me.
Barely look and hope Covington's
standing
there.
And hope Covington is standing there. Oh. And then the look on his face. Oh. I mean, it's not even like James would have gone like, what are you doing? You should have been over here. No, like, what are you doing? Instead, Russ is just like, what did I just do?
At least he acknowledged he messed it up.
Yeah, it was. Oh. He didn't go. He didn't do one of these.
No, but he was like, oh, I guess I screwed that up.
I guess. Yeah, he just looked like, oh, crap. Oh, it was like, what the hell? That was your play? Have Russ run down the court and throw it backwards?
The plan was to attack the rim, according to James, and I guess bring the defense in and find an open shooter. But
Worked out well.
Yeah, he threw it out of bounds.
Yeah,
not so great.
Worked out well. 1029 ESPN 97.5. You know what works really well? HRP, HRP.net. There are all kinds of things now with the COVID, with the coronavirus, that all kinds of government subsidies. There's all kinds of tax relief. There's all kinds of things. Have you taken advantage of all of them? Even if you want some advice, then give them a call. And Kevin or or Plotkin or Chris or I don't know. Some I'm telling you, they've got a wonderful army of people that can come to your work and customize a program just for your company, because it's not cookie cutter. It's not, this is our price and that is it. We are inflexible. That's what we had. That was our last. We had a payroll provider before HR&P, and they were inflexible. When we tripled our staff, they were like, no, it still costs the same. We were like, nah, bye, see ya. No, when you buy from a box store, it's supposed to be cheaper because you buy a bigger quantity. Well, that's the case. If you've got thousands of employees, you're not going to pay the same for the service as somebody who has 15 employees. Well, let them customize the deal for you. Whatever your company, whatever size it is, as long as it's about 15, 20, 25 people, then HR&P is for you. They do all of the Affordable Care Act. They do everything that you could possibly, all your tax work, everything. And you will love them. We do. I promise you, you will love them too. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Wow. Dell, tell that story.
A tweet from the president: had a very productive conversation with Kevin Warren, commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, about immediately starting up Big Ten football. Would be good. Parentheses, great for everyone, players, fan, country, on the 1 yard line. So he's saying we are 1 yard away from starting up the Big Ten immediately.
So if they got back, it would take a month. About. But they've been, you know what? And teams are probably still out there.
Yeah, now Iowa just stopped all athletics because of a COVID thing. So they would have to go through quarantine. So their delay would be a little bit longer. But you probably, if you want to still be a part of the college football playoff, you could start mid-October. You would probably have one or two byes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't play a 10-game schedule. Maybe you play 8 to 9, and you have your championship game on that same weekend as everyone else.
Listen, when growing up, camp was 3 weeks, and you started playing.
Yeah, but we've heard the coaches talk
about it. I don't care what the coaches say. They're full of crap.
They needed a ramp up.
They don't. And you know what? You know what's great for the NFL? Is what happened, that they didn't have all that crap, the training camps and the OTAs and the blobbly blah and all the different things that they call making these guys practice for nothing in the off season and be at the facility every day working out. They gave the guys a break, which is something that they should do anyway. And the, and then they're, and you know what? And I'm convinced, you know, we're seeing, oh, well, look at all the injuries. What injuries? You know what you're going to, I think you're going to see less injuries because guys aren't just destroying their bodies all year long. They're giving themselves a break. And I think it's going to be a good thing for the league and maybe something that they need to look at. Although coaches, they just want them there.
Yeah.
They want them working. They want them just killing themselves all year long. Otherwise, you're just not committed. But they're not players. Give the guys a break. And you know what? College coaches are the same way. Give the guys a break.
I just hope that Kevin Warren isn't treating it like North Korea treats meetings with the president. Because he would say, I had a very productive meeting with Kim Jong-un. And then, like a day later, nothing of what he said is going to mean anything to us. I hope Kevin Warren actually takes, if what the president is saying is true, I hope that is a serious conversation as opposed to, okay, sir, thank you, appreciate you talking. Okay, back to what.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's probably what's going to happen. But
because wouldn't the president have to talk to the presidents of the universities who Kevin Warren's taken the bullets for, considering they're the ones who voted against it, 11 of them. Would he have to have a conversation with all of them to convince them? Because they would still have to vote again.
Don't you think that there's quitter's remorse here? Don't you think that they've been, that they're like, they're looking at Central Arkansas playing and going, and oh, by the way, we could use that money, and instead we're sitting on the sidelines while lesser programs are testing three times a week?
Like Conference USA is doing that.
Yeah. Conference USA is committed to, and oh, by the way, I'm sure their coaches and their athletic directors are going, look at what's happening. Look at the guys that are leaving. Look at, you know what, we're football part. It matters at Iowa, at Ohio State, at Michigan State, putting those fans in the stands. It matters. It matters to their enrollment to have a good football. Penn State, you want to go there because they have a good football program.
Yeah.
You want to go to Ohio State. You know, their enrollment depends on it.
As much as some people who, and education clearly important, don't want to just push that aside. As much as some people think, imagine that. The college is about more than sports. You know what happens when you have a very popular sports team? People all of a sudden consider your school and want to enroll and go to the school. It happens everywhere.
Yeah.
Championship teams bring bigger enrollment because people who never considered going to your school, look, oh, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
That seems cool. I want to go there.
Well, I tell the story, I don't know how many times, about Dick Bennett, University of Wisconsin, when they went to the Final Four. He said, we had 20,000 more applications that year.
Yeah.
To go to our school.
And it's not like Madison.
Because they want to be part of a winner.
Yeah. Now, Madison, we've heard it's can be a party town, but it's not like Wisconsin is a vacation capital of the world where people just think about going to Wisconsin. It had everything to do with your sports teams.
Yeah.
So there's a correlation. As much as I know this because it was talked about a little bit in the U documentary about how the president of the time when Miami was coming up would fight the reputation because, you know, it was a school in a very white community that never really considered sports as a thing that was important. And there was kind of some pushback about these kids from different parts of the Miami area coming into the school. But you know what happened? They got on national TV, and all of a sudden, a lot of kids that didn't really consider Miami as a place they wanted to go, wanted to go. The same kids they want to have there were like, come from the Northeast and go, I watch your team on beat Notre Dame. I want to go to the school. So there, it's all connected. I just don't know if the president's tweet means much because the presidents of the universities can still say, nah, we're not doing it. Sorry about it. So. I mean, it might give people some hope, but I don't know what it means, really.
Yep. New rankings out for Major League Baseball after the trade deadline. Dodgers are number one. Tampa's number two. And I think they're probably interchangeable, those two. Tampa's really good. San Diego moves up to number three. Oakland drops to four, but in large part because of the weekend that they had here. The Indians are five. White Sox, six. White Sox are, and they did nothing. The Yankees did nothing at the trade deadline, too. What is, I mean, that's the Yankees. Well, and they've got Giancarlo Stanton is out. Judge has been up and down. Torres, Paxton, they're not healthy either, and they did nothing. The Twins, the Cubs are 9, the Braves are 10, they got the Astros 11. You know what? The Astros are better than that. The Astros are a better team than... I ain't scared of the Minnesota Twins. I ain't scared of Cubs, Braves, come on.
Now all of a sudden you think they have a shot to do something?
I think they do. I think that they're going to... If they played the Indians in the first round, they take care of that business.
I was looking at the records and teams who are on pace to make the playoffs. I'm not all that fearful. The Yankees were the team that everyone considered. Now, yeah. Tampa's a scary one because you can't win in Tampa just the way it is.
No, they can't win there anyway. No.
Yeah, so winning in Tampa and beating them in a series is tough. But other than that, in the AL, who's to be afraid of? I mean, Oakland was kicking your ass, but then you just took two from them. I mean, if you have potentially the U word, as you call it, or the R word, or Keedy.
The R word.
If he's coming back at some point, and I question whether Verlander is going to be here, but whatever. We'll see. Urquidy, Greinke, McCullers, and Fromber.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm scared.
I wouldn't be so afraid.
I mean, Fromber might move up ahead of McCullers.
And Bregman will come back at some point.
Yep.
Yeah. in a weird year, why would I expect normal things to happen? The Astros, that rotation on its face, doesn't make you – is it fearful? Because you're not fearful because you don't have Cole or Verlander at the top anymore. But in a weird, in a year like this
– is Cole going to be game one starter for the Yankees?
I don't know how you, I don't know, I don't know how you don't do it. I mean, he would have to really be bad the rest of the way for them not to do it. What an indictment. If the playoffs roll around, come around, and what if Toronto overtakes them and they're playing in the 7-8, and they're in that 7 or 8 role as opposed to even the wild card or the traditional wild card? Because right now, there's no guarantee they finish ahead of the Blue Jays.
No. All right, news of the week coming your way next, 10:42. I want to talk about Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals is, man, they're awesome. We got an email from a listener, a superstar. He play a superstar from Rice. He is running a company now, and he said on our endorsement, he bought for the whole company the Boomer Natural masks, and his people all love them. So if you've got a company and you need to keep your people safe, here's the two most important things. Can I breathe in them, and are they going to protect me? The nano silver technology is spectacular, and you can feel safe in these things as opposed to the paper ones where you can't. You're like, wow, what is this actually doing for me? Nothing. The Boomer Natural fits wonderfully. It's adjustable. You can breathe in it. You can. I love mine. I use it all the time. You use it for a month. Wash it out at night, or don't. Whatever. You know, rinse it out, and then leave it on the counter, and you wear it the next day, and then you get another one next month. And they're affordable. And every one that you buy, Boomer Naturals will send one to a charity. If you're looking for the best way. The best way to get this done and to feel safe and still be able to breathe, it's BoomerNaturals.com. Put in promo code Granato, BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, I was screwing around during the break. So, news of the weird. Here's some stuff, Dell. Are you going to have Thanksgiving with moms?
I usually make the Christmas trip out there, so probably not going to go out there for Thanksgiving.
Will you have Thanksgiving dinner? Are you going to do it via Zoom?
I don't imagine that. We talk about what we're making. Like, we have those discussions, but we don't eat over Zoom. I don't think my mom would know how to use Zoom. And trying to explain to her over the phone how to use it, I would want to die.
You would want to die.
You don't look. It's annoying. I mean, I love my mother, and she calls me, I'll help her out with stuff, but it's exasperating. It's exasperating explaining that to anyone, but over the phone to your mom, hey, you got to download Zoom here, and you got to do this. I don't got time for that. FaceTime is the easiest way because it's already on the phone.
So apparently experts are saying that this is how you should have Thanksgiving dinner with your family and other families around the country, that you do it via Zoom.
That's experts are
how about I just eat my dinner with my family?
Yeah.
And
I guess if you're not fortunate to have your family with you, if you're single and your parents are across the country or in some cases across the world, that's a way to do it. Nah, I'll just stuff my face full of whatever I want, and then I'll talk to my mom afterwards.
Yeah.
She don't need me on the phone with her while she's eating, and I don't need that from her.
A 61-year-old Oklahoman was driving through the Taco Bell drive-thru naked, and when asked why he was not wearing any clothes. He said because his clothes were in the wash. Is this a good enough reason to be driving naked?
Are all his clothes in the wash? Because it seems like you could have saved a pair, even if you don't want to wear pants and you're in the drive-thru. Some underwear and some and a t-shirt, that might get you by.
See, a 41-year-old employee looked into his vehicle and immediately noticed that he was completely naked, according to a police report.
You're not allowed to be completely naked in your car?
No, not if other people can see you, obviously.
I'm trying to figure out what the rule is. So if I just wanted to take a drive and be naked doing it, that's against the rules?
Would you want to accept the payment? Because do you know where that money had been?
Oh, he's giving me cash.
When accepted payment from him, gave him his food. However, the employee told police that she believed Sale then sought to extend the encounter by asking her to add a taco to his already completed order. I think he was roughing up the suspect there.
Yeah, it's too far. I mean, I could have stood with them on. I'm just, hey, man, I don't want to put any clothes on. I just want to drive around naked. What's the problem? Give me some food. But then when you do what you suggested he did, now can't defend you, bro.
The second worker, a 26-year-old woman, provided Sale with the additional taco. She, too, told police she could clearly and easily see Sale's genitals from her perch. Then he asked for additional sauces.
Yeah, this dude just want to have these girls look at him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. Here's an interesting story. Have you ever taken a picture with a tiger?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently she was taking a picture with the tiger, and while she was taking the picture, she grabbed the tiger's genitals.
How did the tiger react?
She went in photos of the shot. She reached into the big cat's enclosure, cupped his testicles before taking a photo.
What is wrong? Guys don't.
She didn't get a backlash from the tiger, but she did from animal lovers.
Well, yeah. Why are you grab?
Well, he was laying down,
probably relaxing.
Yeah,
Considering that you're just taking pictures with the tiger, that tiger might have been drugged up.
Was this a sexual? Because you can see here, you can see the picture. The tiger's laying down.
Oh my god!
And she grabs him and she takes a picture of him.
It's assault of a tiger.
This is so rude. One person wrote, "The tiger did not allow you to touch his privates. You have no right to do that."
So
how do you know
that? Well, that's the thing. Who know a tiger? Tigers are not giving, probably not giving consent to any human to grab them there, but I don't think consent is the issue. It's like, why are you grabbing a tiger there? Why? Why are you grabbing any living being there that doesn't want you to, that didn't tell you to? And by that mean, if a human man doesn't tell you to do that, that's the only time you should do that. If a human man tells you to, you can't grab.
Tells you to or asks you to?
Either way, depending on your relationship, maybe you're submissive and you want him to tell you to. I don't know. I don't know. I don't judge people in their relationships. But that's the only occasion where
mommy what you want.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever the case may be. I should make that a drop, but I'm going to leave you alone. But that's the only time. If a human male isn't asking or telling you to, don't grab anything by the testicles. Don't do it.
Krispy Kreme selling pumpkin spice donuts for the fall season. You in?
No, I'm not basic. Get pumpkin spice out of my face. And I bet you they're just glazed donuts with pumpkin spice flavoring. I'm out. Done. No. Pumpkin spice to nothing. I already told you. The only thing I'm about is pumpkin cheesecake from Saltgrass. Who's no longer with us, really.
Hardest working states. I'll give you $20 if you can name the hardest working state.
First, I don't believe you give me the 20 if I got it right.
I'll give you $20.
Hardest working state. Is it a state I wouldn't imagine?
I'm not giving you any clues.
There's 50. I can't get any clues?
None.
crap. Hardest working state. I'm going to go. Let's go Alaska.
Ooh, close. They were second.
Who's first?
North Dakota.
Yeah, I was always going to pick one of those places that populates.
I almost lost 20 bucks. Wyoming was third. Texas is fourth. What? I think we could have been first if it wasn't for me.
And your buddies.
And my friends, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think Yanni works very hard.
Yanni doesn't work hard?
I said that. I don't think he does.
No. Nick, Chad, none of them.
None of them.
Nick.
The whole group.
Nick is always in Europe.
Yeah, when is he ever at work?
Never. Never. He's the worst.
Hosting troubled men.
He's the laziest of all of us. The House is expected to vote to remove cannabis from the controlled substance list. Will this make you want to start smoking weed?
No, because, I mean, you could find weed and not worry about it being legal. I guess. Great. How much will be considered legal now when you have it on your person? Do they have those numbers or restrictions? Because I assume you still can't just be dealing it. Is it going to be just allowed to be sold?
Well, it's not a controlled substance anymore, so why would it be illegal?
I don't know, because there's always caveats to everything. So if they're just going to allow you to...
Isn't it state by state anyway now?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure it's just state by state.
Are they going to make it a federal law now?
I guess. That's the House. It's the House, yeah.
Will you go out and buy some?
No.
No.
Not big. No. It makes you too paranoid.
Yeah, no, I'm not a huge fan of even giving my senses over to anything, even if I wasn't paranoid, even if it just made me happy. Like, I don't like the artificial stuff. I'm high on life, John.
Mm. Mm. Apparently, the FBI is worried that Ring doorbells are spying on police. If you were a criminal, if you had a criminal enterprise in your home, wouldn't you want one of these Ring things that show?
Yeah. Who's approaching your home?
Yeah, who's approaching your home?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
So are we going to ban Ring doorbells because it makes police their job more difficult? Is that what we're going to do now?
Well, and anyone who's serving a warrant or any kind of legal papers, you know, have you been served? Nah. I can see you. I can see you, bro.
I'm not coming to the door.
Coming.
Sorry.
I'm out.
I can understand how it affect police work, but there's still a benefit for the people who aren't criminals. I don't know you. Who came to my door? What did you
right.
do? That's a greater benefit to the public good. How about we leave the Ring doorbells alone?
I'm not believing this. There was apparently medics are pulling a snake out of a female patient. Russian medic. I'm not believing it. They removed a snake measuring 1.2 meters. How long is that?
I have to do the conversion.
What is 1.2 meters?
By do it, I mean type it into Google.
How many feet are 1.2 meters?
It is a little over 3 feet.
No, stop.
3.2 feet.
A 3-foot snake was inside of a woman.
Well, 1 meter is 3.2 feet, or almost 3.3. So if it's, yeah, so it's about maybe a 3.4 foot snake. 3 feet, 4 inches, I mean.
3-foot snake. She was apparently sleeping in the yard of her home. Feeling unwell, the young woman was rushed to the hospital. The doctor said he inserted the tube down her throat, and they found this snake that they pulled out of her. Oh my gosh! Have you ever had a snake slither up inside you?
So many jokes to be made. The answer is no.
Just wondering. Just
no.
Asking.
No. No.
I
heard you still answering with no.
That is gross, dude.
It's
woman.
It's unbelievable.
You didn't wake up
when a snake's
slithering. I don't know where. I don't know how it got in.
Oh, that's true. We don't know.
I don't know where it got in.
Maybe she was used to it.
That's all.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Say it.